From there we drove for our first trip to Soweto, and we drove for probably 10 miles. You leave the city, and this time of year it's very brown and dry. Apparently in the summer it's very green, but anyway, you go a long ways. Pretty soon you come up over the small rise in a hill, and as far as you can see in three directions are small, probably 1.5, 2-room houses. No trees, no landscaping, simply row after row after row of houses. And it turns out, incidentally, that there are about 5 or 6 roads into Soweto. And if one wants to stop the movement one way or the other, it's simply a matter of blocking out 5 or 6 roads. So we're told. From there, we drove through, and Edwin made a number of stops so we could get out and take a look. First, we stopped at a post office, which is a very important community gathering place. We walked around a bit, took a couple pictures, and then learned that, yes, there is daily mail delivery to each of these homes, which house 1 million or over people. The estimate was that, 2 families probably shared a home, probably 10 people per home, 600 square feet probably, with outdoor toilets, no electricity, no plumbing, although they're in the process now of putting in plumbing, or at least running water and electricity. The next thing we stopped at was a bank, where we learned that there were 40 millionaires in Soweto, and there were a couple of large Mercedes-Benz sitting in front of this bank. And again, in the middle of this desolate, thickly populated area, lots of taxis, Volkswagen-type buses, going back and forth, several large gasoline centers, no shopping centers to speak of, some attempts, small areas where small businesses were being supported. You even got one from one area in Soweto, which was very poorly, obviously very poor, to an area in which, as Edwin pointed out, the physicians and dentists and perhaps architects live. It didn't make much difference except the houses were larger. Some of the houses have a tin, corrugated tin sort of add-on, which people have made, sort of in a standard way. Each of these, giving them a little more room, perhaps maybe 100 square feet, 10 by 10. And the government objects to these, and from time to time asks them to tear them down.